When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
We'll become tech savvy one day.
One day.
Aren't we, Ames? One day.
One day in your life.
Do you know what I mean? Oh, here she goes.
I feel like singing.
So, how are you anyway? Oh, well, yeah, we're a bit in a singing mood.
Yeah, I'd get like that when I'm on my period.
Oh, here we go. On your menses.
I feel like all I do is talk about my fucking period.
You do a lot.
I do a lot, but that's because it affects so much.
Work. And everybody knows, like, when it's coming.
Work. Yep.
Yeah.
Tell them.
Yep. Totally.
Work. Right then.
So welcome. Yeah, welcome to Mama Mama Pod.
Yay.
Yay. How are we in day 955 in lockdown?
I'm all right. I'm still all right. I've not. A lot of people recently have hit the bit where it's all starting to get a bit funny, innit? But touch wood, I'm still all right. I am still all right. But I think I'm just keeping myself busy. The kids are all right. Yeah. I have controversial because our youngest children are both in year one, aren't they? And year one's one of the years that they want to send back. And the school emailed us yesterday asking what we intend to do, whether we intend to send them back or not. And I said no.
Yeah. No,
I
mean,
you know?
I've got my reservations for 5 weeks. I don't see the point. And you know what? This is also going to sound really odd and weird, but I've really enjoyed homeschooling Idris.
Yeah.
I've loved, like, I would say the majority, like 75% of it I've really enjoyed.
Yeah.
There's only a small part that I haven't. And you know what the weirdest thing is, right? Today, so we do have some battles. I'm not going to say it's all rosy and he sits there in a school uniform doing his work, because he don't. But today he woke up and he said, "Mum, I could do my times table." I said, "Sorry." He said, "I could do my twos, my threes, my fours, my fives and my sixes." And I
That's
went,
"Amazing."
"Oh, well, we haven't been doing them." Like, we've been doing them every day for about 15 minutes. That's all. And he literally recited them all this morning.
Oh, that's brilliant.
So I just thought to myself, no, you're all right.
Yeah.
You can stay. Stay with your mama.
With me, I've got... Lola won't be going back. I'm going to have our dog getting Juno in if Lola's not back. They said that they're only going to have half the amount of kids in the class anyway. So it's doing them a favour. At least if they haven't got to choose the kids, do you know what I mean? If they haven't got more than 15, then they haven't got to worry, have they? So I was like, I'm fine to have them home. I'm enjoying it. I mean, don't get me wrong. I want to kill them, you know, not all the time, but, and I won't actually kill them, but it is, I mean, it's not easy, but it's quite nice. And for the sake of another 5 weeks, I just think, oh, sod it.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. Totally. But we've been doing our podcast anyway, haven't we?
That's been
keeping us busy.
It has.
And
been
this
very
week,
nice.
This week we had we had quite an amazing guest on, didn't we?
Did.
In fact, so amazing. And she talked that much. We got two episodes out of her.
We've got two episodes. So this is the first half, isn't it? So why don't you tell us who it is? Because she's your friend, isn't she?
Yeah, she is. So this is episode 9 of the Mum and Mama podcast.
Yeah.
And this is a episode really about LGBTQ plus, and my beautiful friend is Saski, who is an activist, a host, a pride host. She's a mum, She's an incredible character, and I think this takes us on quite of a journey, really, of discovery.
Yes, yeah. Who she is and what she does. And it's brilliant.
Yeah, and how it's kind of different. How it's different, really, from what we've done, you know, in the last sort of couple that we've done. It's quite a nice turn and twist, isn't it, for
us? Yeah, there's not so much talk about tits, is there?
No.
Which makes a nice change.
Absolutely.
But yeah.
Absolutely, yeah. We hope you enjoy it, really.
Yeah, let's go.
Get involved.
Get involved.
Get involved. Get involved.
All right, here we go. Here's the lovely Saskia.
Hi. Yeah, I'm all right. Yeah. All right. So, it's a Friday night.
We're at the end,
as they say. So, today... Why are you laughing? She's always laughing at me. Right, today, we've got a very special guest with us. So, our guest today... What? She's like... She's something. It's all right.
No, I was feeling like I should have a little drum to play, but I haven't...
one of the best intros I've ever had in my life. I'm going to just play that and record it and keep playing on repeat every morning to wake up to.
Hopefully Aaron's recorded it.
Yes, this time.
I might just have to say, I need to apologise because we have actually tried this before and I've been berated for about 4 days. Anyway, welcome Saskia.
Yo, yo, how you doing?
You little cutie.
I'm good. You say that, but I'm so glad that this is going to be on a podcast where people can't actually see the real current look, because it's just like roots.
Lovely.
No, but it's you know how it is, and it's like now, I don't know if it's the same with you, but you know when you're doing all these Zoom meetings and stuff. Before I was all right standing back a bit because I thought that's right, but now the belly's got too big and soon you're only going to be able to zoom picture just chin, just above the chin. It's like, and it just Saskia's eyebrows. Oh, hi, how's everybody?
Hi. Yeah, no, we all like I've been going into meetings like with oil slick hair. I haven't had a wash. Like my child is running feral. I've jam on his mouth. It's all good. We're all used to that now, aren't we?
It's
how
are
you doing anyway? Yeah. How are you doing with lockdown?
Yeah, I'm all right. I'm good. I think it's funny because... I mean, there's so many people in such worse situations, so I do absolutely count my blessings in these circumstances. But, you know, at the same time, it's interesting to see as the weeks have gone on that I have got more of a, you know, like yesterday even. Like yesterday was a bit of a day where I was just had a bit of a low day. I'm not really a low kind of person, but it just kind of kicked in, you know, and it was just a bit. And I've noticed probably more within the last couple of weeks, just purely because it's gone on that bit longer, isn't it? That, a couple of those low days creeped in. But you know what? I thought to myself, you know what? You've got to allow it sometimes, as long as you keep that checker. So, yeah, it's all right. It's all right. How are you faring up? How are you both faring up?
Well, good. Amy's got me doing like a podcast tonight, ain't she?
Yeah.
She's tapping that whip. That means if I press record
Taskmaster.
Yeah. Taskmaster. Yeah,
I was just going to say we've only had to redo five.
Oh,
we haven't.
She's fired.
And did she press play?
I know she's going to do that the whole way through. So apologies to all our listeners. So anyway, Saskia, you are, you know, you've got a long list. You've got many, many hats that you wear. I've kind of read some of them out, but just explain to us exactly what the fuck you do.
Yes, I don't know. I don't know. What I do, who I do. Oh, God, that's another show. I don't...
oh, just can't talk about that. We ain't got enough time now.
We're on the wrong podcast, hold up. Do you know what? I just do try and do things that I love. I don't want to sound like these one of these people, you know, that who are just a bit cheesy, but this is LGBT. I'm out and proud lesbian and LGBTQ work and promotion, positive promotion of it is stuff I do, you know, I'd like to do because I'm passionate about it, and it's for my community. It's something that is really, really needed. So I guess, yeah, like yeah. First and foremost, being out, I was a lesbian in the queer scene, but I got into doing all this stuff like a pride host and as a singer and just mixing in those communities and various different circles within that. And then I guess it just opened up to become a trainer, an inclusion trainer, and then being a pride host and continuing singing and then doing interviews and then interviewing other people. So it all kind of just started to ripple out, I guess. And now I just love doing this kind of work as a result of it.
Okay. So in terms of when you talked about, you know, the pride host, what does that involve? What does that mean?
So that
it's
means
a bit thick over here.
Well, you know what? Yeah. I know, this is it, right? So it's actually one of the hardest jobs of the day, I will add, because have you been to Prides before? Been to the Pride parties?
Yeah.
Yeah?
We are LGBT Francisco allies.
Oh, wow, yes.
Oh, fucking hell. There's always one, isn't there?
Oh, the cool cat.
You're the only one, though.
Oh, it was San Fran Pride.
That was my mistake. It was brilliant, but I just happened to be there on the day.
You were by mistake.
Oh yeah. Oh hello. It's all coming mistake. Out now, isn't it? They are like, hey, you see what you did there, Harry. Yeah, I was by mistake one night, and now look at me.
I bet you were.
So Pride host, though, it's a hard job in the sense that, you know, it's not just basically you're on stage and you're promoting the acts and you're keeping the crowd going and keeping the energy up, but also backstage having a little chat with the acts, making sure they're on time, making sure, you know, even though it's not all of my, you know, I'm not running the whole show behind the scenes, but there's a crew behind the stage who are like stage management team, but ultimately I'm having that building that pre-rapport with that person before they're going on, and then building them up before they go on stage and to the crowd. So there's a lot of things. That's what you do, basically. Yeah, just hosting on acts and bringing them off. And weren't they amazing? Oh,
why is the pride so important in London? I mean, that's where we live. I've read stories, I've seen stuff, but you know what, in terms of for you, what makes it so important for you
to host London, Pride London?
Yeah.
And
the background behind it, I think, like you kind of see lots of things, but you never really know the true real facts of it.
Yeah, I think, I mean, well, again, ultimately for me, it's about the principle of Pride and the fact that it's not just about the day. It's about saying, you know, here we are as a community standing together, and here we are, that's more the political side of it, you know, but here we are being visible, and let's make sure we continue that as we go on. I always say, you know, it should be every day of the year, have Pride every day of the year. But it's just more about...
There's not enough glitter in the world.
It's not enough
hot pads.
I freaking hate glitter. Do you know that? Clues. I hate glitter. I'm really not a glitter fan, considering. And actually, one thing, if any drag queens listening out there, freaking wipe the microphone. I'm sick of freaking putting the microphone to me after the drag queens had it and got all their lips or glittery lips in there. And then you're paranoid talking to these thousands of people with, like, have I got glittery lips? I don't know, you know. Everybody! Like, you look just like freaking, you know, Jack Dockyard Doris has just walked her back on. Do you know? I think just it's important to me to behind the stage, because I like, you know, I guess it's, I'm a bit nosy. I like chatting with the acts. Yeah. I like doing interviews with them, you know, and just then putting that out there. But if you, you know, it is actually quite nerve-wracking. You're going out to a load of people, an expecting crowd who want to be entertained, and I want to make sure it's running smoothly. And if I've got a good rapport and connection with the acts, most of them are fine. I don't do divas. I can't stand it when they're divas. I'm just like, you know, no. You ain't getting nothing from me now. But, you know, but most of the time, they're cool, you know, and they're really nice people. So, yeah, it just makes it more of a nice day, I guess. It's just special like that.
So what other ones do you do? Because there's a few. They're in every city, aren't they?
Yeah, pretty they're much. All over. And actually what's been really lovely, and a shame now because of COVID, it's all, most of them, if not all of them, will be cancelled. But it was previously, it was like the bigger city prides, and then it was like sort of like, you know, small town prides. So even like local prides, and that's really great. So they're starting to build up and
build
up.
Like Stevenage
Pride. Stevenage, even they put, you know, the gays put Stevenage on the map again, you know. So who knew?
I wonder if there was some in Wales.
There will be, yeah. I have performed at... where is it? Cardiff Pride, actually. In the past, that was quite good fun. Yeah, that was quite good fun. But there's so all the small prides, so it's really cool. And, you know, it's good because they're actually getting more celebrity status now. I remember the days when it used to be Pride, it used to be just in a little park and, you know, just smaller gatherings, obviously. And, I mean, now if you think about Pride, you've got people like Britney Spears, Kylie Minogue, attending all these big acts that are, you know, still really... you know, prominent in the pop world and celeb world, and they're being part of it. So, and I mean, it's nice in a way that's happening, but then there is argument that it takes away from the whole real original, community based, because it's, you know, all about charging, and that's not what Pride was about. But and it takes away
totally.
Other bits, the political side of it.
But also, I guess that the LGBTQ. And we'll go into that a little bit later, but I guess you need your allies as well at the same time, because it's all about support. It's all about making sure that, you know, there's that support around for people to feel like, you know, that it's accepted and it's all like it's normal. It's all good in the hood. Because otherwise it's quite closed, isn't it? And it's quite insular. And I think when something becomes that, it becomes quite dangerous.
Mm.
Because then nobody really understands exactly, you know, some of the struggles that the LGBTQ community has, or some of the really wonderful, amazing things that come out of it. We wouldn't, you know, I mean, I know you very well, and I know the things that you've done, they've been amazing. So I think the allies are really important, but you're right, it's like it's not a celebrity status. It has to be about, you know, the actual wanting to make sure everybody's it's inclusive.
Yeah.
And included. Everybody's included.
Yeah, absolutely. Because, I mean, you know, also, it's thinking about it's not just people who are actually queer. It's people and their families and their friends and obviously as allies. But even so, they feel... you know, that there's support there as well, but also they feel confident and comfortable in those scenarios as well as anywhere in the world and society, you know, and that's why allies are so important, because the more allies you have for any sort of, you know, I don't know, whatever your struggle is, you know, then it makes people more aware and it breaks down those barriers of whatever that particular issue is about, you know. So it's always good. It's always a positive thing in that respect.
And so what is this? So, I mean, for people that don't know, I think it's quite important to just touch on this subject. So LGBTQ is what you say. Some people don't know what that means. And they just say it. They just roll it off the tongue.
Yeah.
And then this thing about the word queer, something in my day that you just, I feel a bit uncomfortable saying it now, if I'm really honest.
Yeah.
Something that I've always felt this derogatory, and it's quite negative. Give us a little flavour.
A bit of flavour on the old queer stuff is the queer juice. Oh god, that could go again in so many different directions, couldn't it? So LGBTQ and plus, very important actually, that's correct, a friend.
Sorry.
The other day, no, not to you, but just for all those listeners out there. And this is why it's important so that people know, because So, okay, lesbian, LGBTQ+, lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and then Q is usually queer, or again, listeners, if you could see what I see right now, it would not match up to
it.
Yeah, basically. Yeah. Which, you know, okay. I'm not opposed to that, it's fine. But, nope. You know, so not lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and then the Q is queer or questioning, and then queer,
okay.
Queer is like right. The umbrella term for sexual orientation and gender identity in terms of how people identify. So, you know, like there's a term non-binary that you may or may not have heard of, and non-binary is around gender identity, and that basically just means someone who doesn't feel they identify as male or female. So when we say, if someone was telling you they were non-binary, they may just say I'm queer, or you may have a lesbian woman who says I'm queer. And really, the whole word thing about queer is actually just individual to that person. So queer doesn't mean one thing to one person. It could mean 200-300 different things to the individual. It's just the queer is the word that is the umbrella term for LGBTQ plus. And then basically that plus also could be part of that umbrella as well, or is part of that umbrella.
Yeah.
So it's a bit more encompassing of that. So just to add to the initials. Just to throw it out there even more.
It's quite complicated, but I think sometimes you don't, so you might not refer because you feel you're not confident with saying certain, you know, or referring to somebody as they, because you might not be quite sure of what that actually means. And I know that I wouldn't want to offend anybody, definitely wouldn't want to offend anybody. And I have got a really bad case of like just getting people's names wrong, referring to people inappropriately. That's just how I am. So I'm quite nervous.
We know.
Yeah, exactly. So I do care about how people, because that's like, you know, because it's quite, I think it's quite a sensitive subject, and it could come off like you're taking the piss. Do you know what I mean?
And again, I think with my training as an inclusion trainer, this is one shut up, but I'm just
I want to know about this.
It bridges into it. No, this is the bridge to that, right? Because that's the thing. She's look at her face. Sorry, you have to put this on video at some point, honestly. That's why it's important.
We'll get you live.
Get me
fans
live,
fans only page. maybe not now with them root, but you know.
Yeah, don't get me live now, Jesus. Not unless it's live and in the dark, then I'll do it. Just little light of twitch on every now and then. But this is why it's important, exactly what you're saying. That kind of training is important because it's when people aren't confident in that language and understanding what it is. That's why we have, again, it puts the barriers up. And you know, it only takes someone to just say confidently, you say you're non-binary. So what does that mean to you? Or if you said you're queer, what does that mean to you? I mean, the difference is we all know when something's coming from a good place or someone's, like you say, taking a piss. You know the difference in tone and in how that's communicated. And I think, but, you know, I don't know of any trans or, you know, or queer person who wouldn't welcome that question if it's asked in a positive way, if as long as they're out. You know, obviously, by no means, if you just think or assume they're trans or they're gay or whatever they, you know, don't go, oh, so, hello, by the way, excuse me, you know, at the bus stop, you know what I mean? Like, you know, just looking at your shoes, just wondering.
but that would be me, wouldn't it?
I'd be so embarrassed because obviously my very close friendship with you, Saskia, it would be a good look.
That's why I just don't take you
to any of these events. Have you ever had
inappropriate questions?
Someone questioning my shibby. I guess Do you know what? I've been quite lucky. I think there've probably been times in the past with maybe straight guys who may think all of a sudden you're a lesbian, they hear you're a lesbian, and they just, again, you know, we've talked about this before, that whole sexual side of stuff.
Yeah.
It just is, everyone hears LGBT and they, or LGBT plus, and they just jump to sex, you know. So I've had it in the sense of...
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Guys saying, oh, this, that, and the other, you know, what do you like to do? Or
what can I watch?
You know, and all that, and all that kind of just crap. And I just think, well, well, to be fair, sometimes I've said, yeah, bring your wife, she's hot. So. But I think it's just how you handle it again. And also, you know, depending on the level of, and I'm not justifying those kind of questions because it is intrusive, you know, it's not, you know, just because you're lesbian or trans or whatever, that doesn't give anyone the right to just feel that they can say those type of things to you because it's not okay.
Yeah.
You know, no one would like that, would they? I think... Again, depending on how something would have been put across to me like that in the past, maybe I've let things slide a bit more because I can. Yeah. I know, even though it's ignorance, and I'm not justifying it, but there's been times where I thought it's not worth me really hammering into you on something. But I would always make a point. Don't get me wrong, I'll make a point to say, you know, shut up, you dickhead, or something like that. At the very least. Fuck off, you dickhead.
So. Yeah, so where are you from? Because you're a proper Cockney, aren't you?
Yeah, I am.
Assume.
With that accent. Exactly. Although some are quite often. Well, I'll tell you, I am.
Don't tell me people say you're posh.
No, they don't speaking sound posh. But sometimes they, in the past, they think I'm from Essex, or they sometimes, yeah. Harry, you know this story. There's been a couple of occasions where I've said something and then someone's going, are you Russian? Like that. And I'm like,
Russian?
Yeah. And I'll tell you, one time I was literally...
I'm sorry.
It happened recently, you know. I was in the shop and I went to get a bottle of wine. Surprise, surprise. Obviously. And I can't say I was looking for some tofu or something. No, it was a bottle of wine. And I went to get some wine. And as I picked up the bottle, and I said, oh, how much is this, please? And they was like, Russian? Like that. And I laughed because that same thing happened to me years previously, where I was walking across the road and these two women walked up to me and again, forgive the bad accent language, it was like, and I was like, what, sorry, like that. And then she was like, you're not Russian. And then I was like, no, I'm from East London. And then her mate was like, she looks Russian, like that. So I was just like, oh. But in answer to your question, I am from East London.
You're not from Forest Gate, are you then?
Well, we are. I was brought up in Forest Gate. Yeah, I was born within the sound of the Bow Bells, which I always like to say. Yes.
What hospital?
Mile End Hospital. Bow, Stepney, yeah. Those kind of ways. So we was all.
Oh.
Brup. So, I was born there, but like my parents owned pubs, so we were brought up in pubs in nice. Forestgate, in where were they? So yeah, Leighton, Forestgate, and yeah, well, those areas. That's probably
tell us who your dad is. Tell us who your dad is.
My dad, he's a Scouser.
I love her dad. Oh, Pat is one of the best, man. And I love your mum. Your mum and your dad.
They are lovely. They are very lucky with my parents. My dad's a Scouser, yeah. He's an ex, so they're both ex-publicans. My dad's an ex-boxer, yeah. Ex-professional boxer. And and a Scouser, yeah.
What was his name back in the day?
Well, he was affectionately known as Killer Thompson.
He's fucking massive. He's got size 14 feet. His hands are like God. Hams.
He has got big
They're
hands.
Like hams.
Yeah.
Are freaking massive, his hands and his feet.
Yes.
You would not mess with him, seriously.
But he's very lovely. He's very lovely, my dad. I mean, like, he still goes to the ex-boxers. It's funny, you know, I learned a lot about respect, I think, from my parents growing up, because they're very... they were very fair growing up. I can remember people in the pub, and you know, you get drunk people in the pub and they take the piss and they think that they get all cocky, yeah. And things like that. And my mum and dad my mum wouldn't necessarily call them out there in front of everyone. She'd very much come to the back in the kitchen. And I can remember my mum, you know, very respectfully but assertively saying, there've been pub brawls and everything else like that where my mum's been jumped on the back of the customers and whacked them over the head with a pool cue where they've tried to hit my dad and, you know, all these pub brawls. And as kids, we'd be looking out the window and, oh, someone's watches on the floor. Oh, my God, look at that. That was the excitement. East London kickoff. But just in terms of my parents, yeah, I learned a lot of them about respect because I think they wouldn't make a show of people, but they wouldn't let them disrespect them at the same time. And I'd seen that very much over the years growing up, and I quite like that because, you know, it's not a case of get out of my pub, you know, not Peggy Mitchell style. It's like, don't take the piss, otherwise you will not be allowed in, and then God knows what will happen to you in a dark alley, I don't know. So,
What age did you start working in the pub then?
Oh my God! Well, this is the one, isn't it? Let's. Luckily, we're all over 18 now, so social services won't be coming for us. And my brother never really had to freaking work, little git. I think that was typical of boys; they didn't have to do anything, did they? You know. But me and my sister. But I can remember coming home from the pub the last pub in Forestgate was, the bar was a round bar. Like, so my dad, we'd come home from school in our school uniform, and literally my dad would be like, look, I've got to go out the back. And I mean, to be fair, he's managing kids, he's managing the business and he's whatever's going on. He's like, come home from school. He's like, watch the bar, watch the bar. You know, watch the bar, watch the bar. You have to go behind the bar, behind the bar. I'm like, I've got homework to do. Just fucking watch the bar. You'd get shouted. And then he'd say, keep walking around. Keep walking round. Keep walking round. So
keep walking.
Because it was a circular bar, so you had to keep walking around. So in case customers, you know, years later in Bangkok at some of these bars where these people, these young girls could still walk around in similar uniforms, I'm thinking, what's going on here? This is bringing back memories. But but that's what we did. And me and my sister laugh now because we used to say, hang on a minute, how comes around 4 o'clock every weekday, all the old men piled in? Like, because we're walking serving. But we used to work behind the bar. And as we started getting like that little bit older, especially me, you know, following the footsteps of my big sister who loves a drink and a party,
she does.
Oh, so when we'd be walking around the bar, not necessarily for school, but if it was a weekend and I was still underage, I was still like 13, 14 or what, you know, whatever that might be. We'd just be drinking Saturdays. And then, like, you know, getting our whiskey and coke. So my sister got me into whiskey and coke, and, you know, and it was so good. It would. And then the good thing is, because I was kind of working behind a bar, I kind of had to try and bargain with my parents, because it's like, how comes I'm old enough to work behind a bar, but I'm not old enough to go to nightclubs? I was like 13. I was like,
yeah.
You know, I blatantly wasn't that, but I was tall. And my sister hung around with friends who she's still friends with now, but they used to go to this big Irish club. And so we used to go there, and because there was all a big group of sisters, my sister would say, oh, it's so-and-so's sister's birthday this week, so can I come, like, the little sister? And anyway, my dad was always dead against it. My mum said, oh, just let her go, you know, she'll be all right, she won't drink or anything. I was freaking off my face. I don't know, I've never thrown up, so I learned to throw up in those nightclubs, I'm telling you. It was funny, but I think it helped us. I think it helped us grow up a bit quicker, but in a good way, you know. Yeah. And I think I'm quite a people person, and I like to listen. I don't want to say better judge, good judge of character, not with my romantic past, but in general,
no,
I think no. you know, good judge of character with people.
Sorry, Saskia. I'm gonna have to agree with you there. You've got the ropiest past I've ever known.
Did you always know that you preferred the finer sex?
They are the finer sex.
Oh.
Yeah. I was always a proper tomboy growing up, and I still remember fancying male teachers in junior school and having crushes on my teachers and stuff. But in general, I think my main, it was when I was about 13 that it started to kick into place. And I've said this story before, but I've absolutely fell smack bang in love with my drama teacher. And I was thought she was the best thing ever. And I went to an all-girls Catholic school, so I was just like, oh, God, I can't tell anyone, but I'm so excited about this, but I can't tell anyone. And it was like, everywhere I look, there's a crucifix or a nun. I was like, oh, God, God is watching me. Miss Clark. And that was my story.
Did you audition for everything?
Sorry?
Did you audition for everything?
Do you know what? Drama was the best subject for me and my best grade, which was a B, and I think everything else was just like D and downwards after, you know, every other subject.
I wonder why.
Yeah, exactly. I paid attention in that class. Yeah. But I did, I did love it. And like I said before, my story is that I remember always coming home to the pub, and then from the pub every day after school, and then I'd just go and lie on the sofa, but I'd go behind the bar and press repeat for Lionel Richie for Hello, Is It Me All Before? And I was just years later thinking, like, God, the barman must have thought, what the fuck is that girl doing again? Repeat, it's Wednesday. She's done this every day.
Lionel Richie, she loves a bit of Lionel.
Yeah.
But not really.
Is it me you're looking for?
Not
so, yeah.
Really. So how did you sort of then come out to your parents and that kind of.
That was interesting. I was very lucky, you know, coming out to my parents, because again, it's such a scary thing, and it's one of the biggest things about coming out, because you're worried about the rejection and the reaction, and will your parents or your friends, family, whoever, you know, will they still accept you? And it is a massive fear. And I think even if you do know, you know, even if you do happen to be a lucky one to have, you know, queer friends at the time, it's still that element of fear about will you be accepted. So I was very lucky, because, you know, my parents work up, they were accepting. So I came out. Am I telling you this story? Do you want to hear this story?
Yeah,
this story. I've set myself up now. I know it's not going to be that exciting. But so it's the kind of thing, like, when you're coming out, it's like when you first start to do it, you come out and you have this urge, and it's quite a well-known thing. It's like you tell one person and then you don't tell anyone, and then, oh, God, I've got the feeling, I've got to tell them. So my feeling was getting to that point where I've got to tell my mum and dad. And I was out with my friend and my kind of boyfriend, not boyfriend, ex-boyfriend.
Oh, yeah, you had a boyfriend,
the time.
Didn't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I had me fancy man, but it was nothing fancy happening. at all. But anyway, but yeah, so I was like, oh God, I've got to go and tell my, my mum and dad. I was just out drinking with them. I was like, I've got to go home. When I go home tonight, I'm going to do it. And I always remember then going home, and as I'm going up the stairs, my heart's beating, and thinking, oh, I was racing that they're going to, you know, they're going to kill me, but I had to tell them I had that urge. And as I opened the bedroom door, I was like, right, I'm just going to do it. And I opened the bedroom door, and it was pitch black. And I was like, oh, thank God, because the lights are off. and then as I was just about to shut the door, the other thing I always say is that, like, my mum has this false teeth. And if she takes it out in the night, she wake her up and she'll be like, what do you want, like that. And so when she as I closed the door thinking, oh God, thank God no one's awake, as I just got to there, she was like, what do you want? Like that. I was like, oh my God. Oh. So
what do I want?
So she got up, and my dad was fast asleep. She came downstairs, and then we sat there, and I was uncontrollably crying, and she was like, you know, can I give you some examples of what it might be? And I was like, yeah. She was like, you know, are you pregnant? And I was like, no. She was like, are you taking drugs? I was like, no, not telling you that. And then I was like, and then, you know, you're fucking hell, I don't want to dig the hole even deeper. And then I just said, she said, are you gay? And I was like, oh no, I'm bi, because I was like, I'm too worried about saying. I wasn't confident. I didn't even really know. Yeah. To be honest, I was too worried to say, you know, yeah, I am a lesbian, a fully blown lesbian, because, you know, I was like, you know, how would that would be worse. So it was for me, and again, like, you know, nothing towards the bisexual community, because I know they come under a lot of slack around that. For me, it was purely about I wasn't confident to say I was a lesbian. So, you know,
yeah,
that's gay. Yeah.
Are you calling the bi community slack?
No. This is where my career goes down the pan. You know, when you say something wrong and it's been edited and then that goes viral. It's like, yeah.
Not at all.
Never
get Harry on it.
Yeah, exactly. It's just purely because for the poor bisexual community in that respect, it's like people often say, yeah, oh, you know, they, oh, you can't make your mind up, or you're being greedy, all this crap. And it's about who you're attracted to at the end of the day, you know. But I just, for me, I said that at the time, being young and scared and going, oh, if I say I'm a lesbian, I'll definitely get chucked out.
Yeah.
You know, so.
So how did they react? How did your mum react?
I was so lucky. I was crying. I was just remember I was uncontrollably crying, and my mum was just like, "Yeah, no, oh, thanks." And then my mum said, "Couldn't queer support." My mum said, "Like, oh, you know, I don't ever want you to worry. I love you. I don't ever want you to worry about, you know, telling me anything. You don't ever hide anything from me, and feel you can't talk to me about anything." And I was like, "Oh, yeah." And you know, it was when everyone was smoking. Everyone, back in the day when it was still quite acceptable, everyone's smoking in the house, and me and my mum, like, 20 fags and those drinks of tea and, you know, all this. So it was really nice. But I was like, don't tell dad. And then she was like, I won't. Yeah. And then the next day, I came home from work, and then my dad came in to me, and he handed me a bottle of beer. And I remember saying, I was like, oh, what's that for? You know, I was already quite nervous from the night before. What's that for? He's like, oh, that's for coming out the closet, like that. And I was like, oh, my God. And I was like, Mum, what did you say before? She was like, oh. So, but he said the same thing, bless him. He said, you know, we love you, and, you know, don't ever worry, and don't worry. He said, but then he was a bit like, you know, again, I think it was his own worries about people saying stuff to me, you know, you don't have to tell everyone, and, you know, we love you. It's kind of say, we love you, but don't fucking say it to anybody else, you know, but in the nicest way.
We love you.
Yeah. Keep your mouth shut and stick that bottle of beer in it, you bastard.
Did Kelly know, and Gary know, your brother and sister?
Well, you know what it was? I mean, my sister at the time of me really starting to hang, me starting to really sort of find myself and hang out with other, my best friend's brother was gay. And me and my best friend were obviously best friends and close at the time. But when I found out she had a gay brother, because I remember her confiding in me about it before she knew about me. And I remember her confiding in me going, oh, my God, you know, my brother came out and he told me he's gay. And she was, like, really upset about it. And it was music to my ears because I was like, thank God, this is another person for me. I'd met him before and I was like, you know, I thought he was a friend of Dorothy's.
Another gay in the village.
Exactly, another gay in the village. Yeah. So basically I started hanging out with him a bit more. So I was like, oh, you know, let me meet your brother. And so then he started to, I confided in him and as well, and then her. And then we said, you know, we started going to more like queer bars and stuff. But whilst that was all happening, my sister was away travelling, like doing her thing, like the Australia, Thailand backpacking thing. And we were really close before and while she was away, and I desperately missed her. And I was like, and I couldn't really say anything.
Aww.
I couldn't obviously tell her or anything. But and it was, it wasn't, we did have email, but it was nothing like technology is today where, you know, you're texting or FaceTime or anything like that. And again, I wasn't very confident in who I was and stuff, and I'd come out to my mum and dad, but because she was away, it wasn't really something that I thought I want to do over email. I wasn't really, probably couldn't spell half of it, to be honest. I could fucking spell half of it if I tried. Couldn't, you know, put the letter together. Oh God. But yeah, so because we did used to send, like, you know, write to each other now and then and stuff. But
I am gay.
J-A-M, Jem, I'm gay.
Sister.
yeah, exactly. So, but the thing is, my mum did tell her, I found out after, my mum did tell her. And when my sister came back from travelling, I was like, oh my God, so excited. And, you know, I was pleased to see her. And she was, I always remember, because we were sharing a room, I always remember her on the other side of the bed telling me about all her adventures and everything. And then I was like, she was like, so, you know, like leaning up against it, anything you want to tell me? Like that. I was like, oh my god, so I told her and that, and she was just like, oh, you know, don't worry about it. And then she probably, to be honest, she was totally fine about it, but then she just started telling me about her own sex stories and everything she'd got up to when she was away anyway, so it kind of got sort of swamped in all her, you know, all her stories of glory. So, but she was cool, she was
good. That's her, isn't it? Definitely.
Yeah.
Go. Right, so that was the lovely Saski.
That was. Wasn't
she's
that
so funny. I love her.
Isn't she?
I can't wait amazing, for us to go out.
Yeah, she's got an amazing way, I think, of telling her story. Like, it's just fascinating. It's
yeah,
fascinating.
She is. And what a lovely thing she does in the world.
I know. It's very important as well. And it's 100%. It's very important for us, I think, you know, in the sort of things that we do, that we get these messages out.
100%.
Yeah.
And this, so when we recorded this, we just did it in one big take. So it was afterwards we were like, okay, we'll turn this into two episodes. So that's why there's not like a sign off at the end. We've just kind of cut it and we'll start again next week because we're very professional.
We are. Well,
and know
Amy
what we're
is.
Doing. Yeah.
I'm not.
So next week this will be continued, and next week we're going to hear about Saski's experience as becoming a mother, because she's a mother as well.
Yeah, she's a very, very amazing parent to George.
Yeah, she is, and she's got a fascinating story. So look forward to that, and please, as always, get in touch. We've been getting really lovely messages from you all, and that really means a lot. So please continue to message us, and if there's anything you want us to talk about, we put up a post asking for people to comment. So please, you know, if there's anything you want us to talk about, just let us know.
Yeah, should we talk about you trolling? Should we talk about your trolling experience?
My trolling experience. Yes. Yeah.
Naughty girl. Don't troll us. Because Amy will troll you back. No, but we're loving your work. We think it's really important to get some feedback. It's really lovely to get feedback, actually.
Yeah,
I mean,
100%.
Like, this is how excited we get when we get a message or a comment. We kind of phone each other and we talk about it. So it's a really positive like effect on us that we're doing some good work, Ames.
It's lovely.
Lovely.
But yeah. So, yeah, Mama Pod.
Mama Pod.
Subscribe, find us.
Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. Follow us. Not literally. Don't stalk us.
check out our continuation of this story next week.
To be continued.
To be continued.
Dun, 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 dun.
Bye.
Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.